Don't forget that we will give away a pair of tickets to round one home game three at both 8:20 and 9:20 during today's show. And listen to 106.7 The Fan throughout the day. We're giving those tickets away throughout the day until 5 p.m. Joining us right now on the Rude guest hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's Tariq El-Bashir, Caps Insider for Monumental Sports Network. Tariq, we're glad to hear that you were able to make it onto your flight. There were some issues there. We're glad you made it back.
You know, guys, what I always underestimate about the Montreal airport is how long the customs line is. Uh-huh. And unfortunately, I got a little stuck, but I did make my flight.
All good. Good to hear. So this is a chippy series at this point.
Sure.
Each team, to say the least, right? Each team was fined $25,000 for players' antics during warmups before Game 4. Are we going to see that spill over into Game 5 on Wednesday night at Capital One? I mean, the tempers are boiling on both sides, it seems like.
I think there's the potential for it. You know, we did see yesterday that Jack Eye and McElrath both got fined, what, $25,000 for some antics during warm-up. I think they kind of lightly slashed each other on the shin pad that they were both patrolling the red line. But if you rewind a little bit, after the Josh Anderson-Tom Wilson incident in Game 3, the NHL actually called both general managers and said, guys, this has the potential to get ugly. We are seeing stuff during TV timeouts that should not be occurring. I think Logan Thompson got bumped by a Habs player at the benches during a TV timeout. There's stuff that's happening at the end of periods. We need to turn the temperature down a little bit in those moments. We don't care if you want to talk trash during the game, if you want to have big hits, you want to have post-whistle scrums. As long as it's happening during the course of the hockey game, that's fine. We are concerned that something stupid is going to happen during warmups or a TV timeout and lead to something ugly and something that the NHL does not want happening. I said, we are going to be watching this very closely in Game 4. We will hand out fines if we don't like what we see, and that's what they did. And so you hope, I mean, as a hockey fan, I mean, I love the rough stuff. I even like the sideshow stuff a little bit, particularly in playoff series. But I do understand the NHL stance that they just don't want an ugly incident like the one they saw with Wilson and Anderson. Right. That was at the end of a period. That could have gotten really dangerous, right? There were skates flying up in the air, equipment managers and coaches right there. They want to avoid that kind of stuff from boiling over. And maybe those fines they handed out yesterday, it's a lot of money, even to millionaire athletes. Maybe that'll, you know, dial back some of the antics between the stoppages.
Doesn't it seem like the Canadian players are kind of instigating it, though? They're trying to rein them in and to force these things. That's just the way especially in Game 3, that's the way I took it.
You know, I don't think you're wrong, and I think you see this a lot in pro sports, particularly in the playoffs, when you have an underdog playing a team that has more depth and is supposed to win the series, right? One of the ways an underdog can flip a series on its ear is by taking liberties, by getting the better team to, you know, take the bait and get distracted and start focusing on the sideshow stuff as opposed to scoring goals. And, you know, I do think there's something to that. And I feel like the Capitals did a better job, particularly after the warm-up stuff yesterday in Game 4, of not taking that bait and being a little bit more dialed in on the game. You know, the atmosphere there is also just insane. It's the loudest place I've ever been. And I feel like that also served as a bit of a distraction. And when the Capitals came out more focused, and particularly when they took the lead in the third period, that really dials that advantage back, too, for the Habs. So, you know, now they're back on home ice. We'll see what unfolds in Game 5, but I feel like the momentum has swung totally back in the Capitals' favor.
Tariq, take me through the Tom Wilson hit that changed the complexion of Game 4. I can't be objective about it. I'm a Willie Mark. Like, some of the guys in the room thought it was a borderline penalty, like he should have been thrown in the box for that. I thought it was a clean hit. Take me through the hit. Was it completely legal? And look, Tom Wilson has a reputation. Like, if he comes in with a borderline hit like that, that he's going to get penalized and or fined and or suspended. What did you think from the hit on Carrier?
Clean hit. You know, vicious hit, but clean. Carrier touched the puck. He moved the puck. And at the last second saw Tom coming and changed the angle of his body and his upper torso to maybe absorb some of that blow. And Tom Wilson, 6'4", 240 pounds, and came through with a clean hit that, in my opinion, changed the game and potentially changed the series because, you know, the Duhaime goal that tied the game came on that same play.
Right.
And that's what a guy like Tom Wilson brings to the ice, guys. I know it's a cliche, and, you know, people call him a unicorn, and they say that 31 fan bases hate him and one fan base loves him. But everyone would love to have him on his on their team, and it's absolutely true. And the thing about Wilson is, and this is where, you know, as a person who's covered him now for the entirety of his career, you really have to kind of take your hat off to him. He has changed his game to the extent where he is not the type of physical threat that he was earlier on his career when he was getting in trouble with the league, it seemed like every other month. But he still has the reputation that keeps everyone's head on a swivel on the other team. And it's just like, it's a hit like that. You know, he's had some big hits in the series, but that hit right there is going to get everyone on his line an extra 6 feet of space going forward. Because everyone knows that 43 can still lower the boom, and he does it cleanly now. He toes the line without crossing it. And he just is the type of player that wins playoff series for you. And, you know, there's another game, another win that still has to be put in the books. But that hit, vicious, hard, clean, game-changing, and potentially series-changing hit, that's the definition of Tom Wilson.
Joined by Tarik El-Bashir, Caps insider for Monumental Sports Network on the Rude Guest Hotline. A guy who's been really good in this playoff series is a new addition, Anthony Beauvillier. He's got 5 points already through 4 games.
Yeah.
And his effort in just keeping the puck alive when he was getting crunched by 2 Montreal defenders and then just getting the puck on net and Strome gets the rebound, like that sort of hustle play, like Carberry has to love that.
Guys, look, I haven't really delved into the Capitals cap situation yet, but I will tell you this. He came here as a deadline addition. They need to figure out a way to keep this guy around. Mm. I love his game. He's a good guy in the room. Everyone seems to have really taken to him. And I'll tell you, there's guys who are his size that are 5'9", 5'10", who play with the type of intensity and give a care that just teammates just fall in love with, and that's the type of player that Beauvillier is. He's a playoff performer. His history, you go back to the New York Islanders series when he played for the Islanders a few years ago, and he performs in these types of games where there is less space, the intensity is higher because of the way he plays. It was funny, he unintentionally admitted something to me in an interview when I was talking to him, I don't know, maybe like after game 2, he was like, "The playoffs, man, I don't know what it is. I just play harder." I was like, that's funny. I mean, that's a guy who literally just said, I bring my level up in the playoffs. And I was thinking, well, I mean, that's good. If you did it in the regular season, you'd probably make a whole lot more money. But who cares? We're in the playoffs here. But I'll tell you, you know, you talked about the play he made the other day. I go back to the overtime winner for Ovi in game 1. That was all Beauvillier too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
That was retrieving a puck off to the side of the net in traffic, bigger players on him. He goes, he finds the puck, he fights for it, gets it back to the captain, game over, right? I mean, those are just the type of plays. Those are winning plays. He is a dog on a bone, a small dog, but a dog on a bone. And honestly, I don't know how much money the Caps are going to have after they pay everyone. But with the cap going up, I would absolutely find a way to keep this guy around. He is the type of player you can win with.
Talking to Tarik El-Bashir, covers the Capitals for the Monumental Sports Network. So let's talk about LT, Logan Thompson. Most people didn't expect him to play in the last game. How surprised were you that he was on the ice?
Right.
And what do you expect moving forward?
Yeah, how can you put no weight on your leg and then all of a sudden you're playing? And I mean, that didn't make any sense to me.
guys, I was so surprised I wasn't even looking for it. So I'm sitting there in the lower bowl for the morning skate, talking to, you know, a producer or, you know, whatever, just kind of chopping it up. And then I see one right-handed catching goalie go by. Then I see another one. I'm like, oh, what? That can't be. Is that, guys, is that Logan? And everyone, now the entire, there's like 30 media members who are all staring at this one goalie going, is, you know, 'cause they wear masks, you know, we're all like, is that, are those are new pads? No one could believe what they were seeing. I mean, with the way he went off the ice, I was like, he's done for the series, and man, this series has changed. I mean, I know the Habs also lost Sam Montembeau, their number one goalie. Maybe it's even, but no one outside of the room, maybe they already knew. I mean, I'm sure they already did, but we all thought he was out for a while. And so he goes out there, and now it becomes, in that morning skate, okay, how does he look? You know, does he look good? And then within like 5 or 6 minutes of watching, I was like, oh, he's fine. And what a difference that makes for the Capitals. Look, Charlie Lindgren is a good goaltender. Logan Thompson makes the Capitals great. He takes them from very good to great. If you go back to the regular season, when they were fighting for the President's Trophy, the key to the season for me, they were scoring a lot of goals, they were playing well, you know, their depth was really coming through, but the difference for me was the number one goalie, Logan Thompson, was, next to Connor Hellebuck, the best goalie in the league. That is such a difference maker in this game when your goalie has a 925, 930 save percentage and is stopping slot shots and goals saved above expected is off the charts. That's the difference between a good team, a very good team, and a great team. And having him back in the fold, it makes all the difference. He will make that 10 bell save at a critical juncture at a much higher rate than most goaltenders. Has been doing it all year. And, you know, they rewarded him handsomely with that big contract. They expect him to do it for a number of years to come. But I'll tell you, that, for me, when he was out, I was like, oh, man, this might not go well for the Capitals. But now that he's back, and assuming he can stay healthy, that makes the Capitals a contender.
Tark, one aspect, look, they're in a good spot, 3-1. We know these games sometimes have been a little bit closer than the score indicates, but in a good spot. I know certainly in the last game, I feel like this needs to be tightened up. I don't know if it's been this way the whole series, but the power play just seemed a little sloppy at times. What can we do about that?
Yeah, to me, special teams in general are the one area where the Caps need to be better. Power play hasn't looked great. The 5-on-3, that was a big missed opportunity. There's a stat out there. I don't know if it holds true for the regular for the playoffs, but in the regular season, if a team has an extended 5-on-3 and doesn't score, the game typically goes the other way.
Right.
It's just such a big opportunity to take control of a game or, you know, not seize the moment. So yeah, I mean, the power play this year, it's been funny, man. There have been struggles out of the gate, and then it was one of the better ones in the league, and then it kind of cooled off for a while. So the fact that they are able to self-correct within the season and within games sometimes leads me to believe they've got some tricks up their sleeves where they can maybe move some guys around or change some deployment issues there. To me, I don't think the Canadiens' penalty kill is the reason it's not working right now. But, you know, on the other side, the other part of special teams that's a problem is the Caps are giving up way too many power play goals in this series. Mm-hmm. The penalty kill was a top five unit from start to finish. It was the backbone of this Capitals team. Some of it was Logan Thompson playing, you know, next level. But that said, since Marty Farivari went out of the lineup, he was a shorthanded penalty minutes leader. He was out there for more than any other penalty killer for the Capitals. And then Alexi Protas, who, you know, was in the mix amongst the forwards, a very good penalty killer, particularly because of his reach. He was actually kind of dangerous on the PK. He generated chances for on the PK. With those two players out, it just hasn't looked the same. The mix has been a little bit off. And I believe the Habs have 5 power play goals, and they had 2 last game. They have to tighten those two areas up if they want to keep going. I mean, look, it's 3-1. They need another win. You know, we're all DMV guys. We know not to celebrate too early. When you have a 3-1 lead. But that said, if they can get by the Habs and then make some adjustments and get Protas back, and he's right. close, guys. He is close. Get Protas back. Fervari, he's not coming back. He's out. He had surgery on his knee. But if Protas can come back, I think that will be a big difference for the Capitals offensively at even strength, but also might help that penalty kill out, because as the playoffs go down the road and the games get harder and tighter and the opponents get better, you have to take advantage of your special team opportunities. You got to kill off penalties, and you got to pop a power play goal every once in a while to get to where you want to be.
Do you think Protas plays tomorrow?
You know, with a 3-1 series lead, and this is maybe just not me speculating, I feel like you got a little bit of leeway. I think if it was 2-2, you might push it a little bit. But the type of injury that he has, it has to be healed totally. Like there is no, like, slap a Band-Aid on it and rub some dirt on it and, you know, grit your teeth and go out there. It has to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I don't know is where is he in that process. I can tell you that he is full go now. He is taking contact. He's got shot blockers on his feet, which makes sense given where that injury is. He's close. But I think with a 3-1 lead, you have a little bit of latitude. I will also say this, though. Carberry was asked about this the other day, that exact question. And he said when he's ready to go, he will be back in the lineup because of what he's meant to our team. So, practice is in a few hours. We'll probably get a better picture here. They aren't going to tell us, but we might be able to see that he's doing a little bit more. Me personally, I would say next series.
Okay.
All right, Tarik, thanks for the time as always, man. Hopefully you don't have to travel back to Montreal and the Caps can close this out tomorrow. It'd be great. Thanks, Tarik.
Fingers crossed. Thanks, guys.
Yep, that's Tarik El-Bashir, Capitals insider for Monumental Sports Network. He was brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com right now. Don't forget, coming up in just about 40 minutes, Mayor Bowser of Washington, D.C. will join us to talk about the potential move of the Commanders back to the RFK site.